thank you for allowing me to be back here another Saturday afternoon and come by the way of this radio. I appreciate the Lord today, his daily benefits, his mercy, his long-suffering toward me each and every day. I tell you, I can't thank the Lord enough for what he's done for me. I tell you, he's the most precious thing in all the world. He is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I tell you, I just can't thank the Lord enough today for his many blessings and all his love and his long-suffering toward me. I tell you, he's a God that's very nigh, and he's a loving, he's a caring God. He's concerned about everybody. I tell you, he's a God that of course, forgives sin. Thank God. He don't, of course, condemn us. He don't cast us aside. But thank God he makes the way that all can come. Now, the Lord, of course, is a God that he hates sin. He hates the devil. I'm talking about the works of the devil and Satan. And I tell you, the Lord deals with his people. He deals with the, of course, people that's not even saved. The Lord deals with them. I tell you, the Bible said, be sure your sin will find you out. But today, I tell you, I just want to preach to you today what God has put on my heart, whatever the Lord brings to my remembrance, whatever he gives today to be just right. I tell you, I want to follow the leadership of the Lord. He's the only way. He alone knows what you need today. And I know that some, maybe you listen to me often, but I know the Lord is speaking to different people. I can feel that. I can sense that the Lord's speaking to people. And I tell you, that's the reason why I'm on this radio, is to come, to be a light and a help to these people today, to be able to really help someone, especially those that's sinking down in sin and on their way to hell. I really want to help you today if you're lost and you're hell-bound and you just don't know what to do or which way to go. I tell you, the Lord Jesus is the way, the only way, the truth and the life. And no man come unto the Father but by him. I tell you, the Bible said the Lord has highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name. I tell you, the Bible said he gave him a better name than the angels. He lifted him above the angels. I mean, he's of course, a highly exalted and recognized of the Father. The Bible talked about that. Talked about the Lord Jesus. He got a little lower than the angels. It talked about how, of course, he came into this world, and he got in man, and got in flesh and became man. The Bible talked about that. God got in man. He began to come and, of course, do the work of the Father. The Bible said he went working for the Father. He did the works of the Father. Did many mighty miracles. I tell you, he did everything that God called him to do. And I tell you, he died for sin. I tell you, he died for sin one time. He won't have to die a second time. But he died for the sin of the entire world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I tell you, he made the way. Jesus is that way. I tell you, the Lord God, of course, the Father gave his Son, we might have life and have it more abundantly. And if anyone goes to hell today, you'll go as an intruder. I tell you, Jesus came and did the work that you wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. I tell you, the devil don't want the Word of God preached. He don't want the Word to go forth and to find its lodging place. He knows if he can stop the Word of God, if he can stop the work of God, then he's got those that are lost and on their way to hell. Because the Lord is, of course, called people by his name. He saved his people. He saved them to for service, to get out there and to preach and to testify and to really do the work that God's called them to do, because it's getting very late and people are going to hell every day. And I tell you, it's of course, our duty as children of God to get out there and get the word out to this lost and dying world. I tell you, the devil don't mind you talking about the Bible. He don't mind you preaching the Bible, as long as you're not in the Spirit of God. Because if it's not the Spirit of the Lord, it's not going to help anybody. I tell you, it's not going to get down into their souls. You can play church all you want to. That's not going to bother the devil. That's what he wants you to do. I tell you, he's got millions of people, no doubt, counterfeited and on their way to hell. I tell you, he's got people today. I talk to them, I listen to them, and you can see people that they're counterfeiting. And if you've ever been saved by the grace of God and you're really trying to follow God, follow his word, I tell you, he begins to give you understanding, and you'll be able to know and see that these people are counterfeited. You'll realize that they don't have the same thing that you have. They don't have the Spirit of the living God in them. They don't know the way of salvation. They don't have a testimony about true salvation. I tell you, they have a testimony where they tell you they went down to the altar and just tried to do good or turned over a new leaf, but they can't really tell you how God got in them and really changed them and turned their life around completely. I tell you, it's the reality of being saved. Salvation is of the Lord. The Lord's got to give it. You got to desire it. I tell you, the Lord will deal with you and he'll give you the desires of your heart. If you really want to be saved with your whole heart, I tell you, he will save you just like you are. I tell you, that's the devil, of course, don't want you being saved. And as I'm preaching, as when you hear the Word of God preached, and the devil worked on your mind, he began to tell you that you don't need to listen to it. You need to turn it off, or you don't need to stay there. You don't need to go to church. I mean, the devil's a liar and the father of it. He's doing everything he can to rob, steal, kill, and destroy anybody he can. And I tell you today, if you're not saved and you're not really truly born again, don't let the devil take your mind and beat you down and run you away from the real truth. As the Lord deals with you, I tell you, you need to open up your heart. You need to ask him to have mercy on you and save you. I mean, cleanse you from your sin. I tell you, he's the one, and he's the only one that can cleanse you of your sin. He's the only one that can make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I tell you, he's the only thing and only way. And I tell you today, and you need to come to him humbly. The Bible said when you come to the Lord, you must come to him humbly. You must come to him as a little child. The Bible said humble yourself as a little child. If you'll come to him like that with an open heart, broken heart, contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise you. He won't cast you off, but he'll be there with you. He'll help you. He'll save you. I tell you, I'm so glad he saved my soul from the pit of hell. I mean, I was on my way to hell. I realized it too. I knew that if I died in the condition that I was in, that I would die in sin and go to hell. And it scared me. I tell you, I live in fear every day, knowing if I left the world, if I lost my life, that I would definitely go to hell. I knew that because I've been preached to. I had understanding about it because the man of God stood up and preached to me. And I realized that I was just one heartbeat out of hell. I knew that if I quit breathing and my heart quit beating, I would go to hell. And I began to seek the Lord. I began to call on him and begin to seek him with all my heart. And when I sought him like that, the Bible said, of course, he says, if you do this, he'll be found of you. And the Lord was. I tell you, when I gave it all up and prayed with all my heart, and I really was talking to the Lord, and I was really sincere and honest with the Lord, he heard my feeble cry. He delivered me from all my sin troubles. He brought me out of the horrible pit. I tell you, he brought me out of the pit of destruction, and he put me upon the solid rock. But the Bible talked about the people that are not saved, the bloody, deceitful men, the wicked men. The Bible said, will go down to destruction. It talked about that in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter number 55. It talked about, this is being a Psalm of David, it talked about, of course, how his enemies came in and how these things began to come about and things that was coming upon him. He talked about these wicked people and about these folks that were sinful. He talked about this. It's good to go on and read that. He talked about these type of things. But he talked about in verse 22, it said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, we that are saved, we're the righteous. We've been made righteous because Jesus is righteous. The Bible said a man that knew no sin became sin, that we would be made the righteousness of God in him. So we that, of course, are saved are made righteous through the Lord Jesus. The Bible said that we could cast our burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain us, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We that are saved don't have to worry about being moved. I'm talking about, and especially about our salvation. We're not going to lose our salvation. We're going to go to heaven because Jesus has already made us righteous. He's already made us new creatures, and our Heavenly Father is already, of course, settled now. He's already sealed us with his Holy Spirit. He talked about here, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction, and bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. I'm glad to know that the Lord had brought me out of the pit of destruction. I was on my way to hell. I mean, the pit of destruction. That was, of course, my destination was hell. I tell you, I was on my way to hell. I couldn't change it. I tell you, I was on a roller coaster, and I couldn't get off of it. I mean, the devil had me. I was born like this. I was born in sin and shame and iniquity. I tell you, I was born with, a depraved nature about myself. I tell you, I had a sentence of death in me because of Adam, because my father Adam, the Bible talked about it. Adam, we all die. But by one man's righteousness, by one man's death, the Bible said many are made alive. When Jesus died and then gave up the ghost and paid the price for sin, he quickened me and made me alive. The Bible said just as Jesus was buried, the Bible said we've been buried with him in baptism. Also, we shall likewise be raised in his likeness. The Bible said in newness
of life. We've been made new on the inside. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, ye who were dead in trespasses and sin, he had quickened you and made you alive. We that are saved are no longer dead in trespasses and sin. We're no longer in God's eyes as sinners, but thank God we're saints of God, and we are the righteous. We are those that are saved. The Bible said, but thou, O God, he talked about, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. He's talking about the wicked people, the wicked, the bloody, the deceitful men shall not live out half their days. He talked about this. And of course, I believe it is in the first part of the Psalms. I believe it's chapter 2 or 3. It talked about that the Lord will abhor the bloody, deceitful man. He talked about the Lord hates wickedness. The Lord does not delight in wickedness. He has no pleasure in wickedness. I tell you, the Lord has no pleasure in the death of a wicked man. The Lord does not stand up and just laugh and just rejoice over people going to hell. No, he does not. It grieves him at his soul. He sent his Son to the world to keep mankind out of hell. If man goes to hell, he will go as an intruder. But the Lord hates sin. The Lord cannot look on sin. And that's why there will be no one get to heaven that's never been saved. When he saves a person, I tell you, he cleans you up. He wipes the slate clean. He moves your sins away. From the east as from the west, so has the Lord has moved our transgressions and our iniquities far from him. Thank God. He don't remember our sins no longer. I tell you, he whips us as children of God when we make mistakes. When we sin, the Bible said the Lord will judge his people. He'll lay down the rod on us. The Lord does not delight in that. I tell you what happens when a child of God commits sin. What happens is he grieves that Holy Spirit. He grieves it. I tell you, just the thoughts of foolishness, sin, like the Bible talked about. And I tell you, I don't try to practice those things, but foolish thoughts do run through my mind. Whether that's just, I'm not talking about nothing have to be really simple, but just thoughts that come to the mind. It's just foolish thoughts. And I tell you, it grieves me. I grieve that Holy Spirit that's in me. I can ask God, have mercy and help me that I will not, of course, entertain any type of foolish thought, because the devil runs them through our mind. We're human, and he does all he can to do that. If any man says he don't have foolish thoughts, then, of course, he's a liar. He does not understand. He does not know himself. He does not know his flesh. He does not see the depravity. He does not see himself like he ought to. If you see yourself like you should, then you'll be crying out just like Isaiah was. He began to cry out, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of unclean people. I mean, the Bible said when Isaiah saw the Lord high lifted up and his train filled the temple, he began to see his soul wretchedness. He saw himself because of the Spirit of the Lord. He saw himself because the Lord was around. The presence of the Lord was around, and he began to see himself and see that he was wretched. He saw how depraved he was, and he began to pray, woe is me. I tell you, when you really closer you get to the Lord, the more you'll realize that how wretched and vile you really are, and how that you got to really work on yourself and to work on yourself daily to kill the rot, stinking flesh. I mean, the flesh that rises up. The Bible said the flesh is against the Spirit, the flesh is, and the Spirit's against the flesh. And we ought to, do our best to please him and to put down the desires that's in our flesh. But the Bible said in the Psalms of David here, begin to say that you can cast your burden upon the Lord. He knew about burdens that David did. He knew about problems. He knew about the enemy. He knew about troubles and burdens. He knew about battles and everything else. He was a great warrior. He knew about the battle for the Lord. He knew about these types of things. And he began to tell and pray that we could cast our burden upon the Lord. And he said, he shall sustain us. He shall keep us. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I tell you, if we just live faithful, if we just have faith, the Bible said that if we'll just have faith, that the Lord will, of course, keep us, and we'll have that shield of faith to be able to fight off the fire darts of the wicked. It talked about that we have the shield of faith, and we can, of course, knock off the fire darts, and we can stand because we're not, of course, running it in our flesh. The Bible said that we shall be like Mount Zion, that shall not be removed, but abide forever. When we believe the Lord, if we trust in God, if we really have faith like we're supposed to, we're not going to be moved. We just got to lean on him and trust in him. I tell you, then the Lord will cause the enemy to take flight. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like the flood, the Lord will lift up the standard. The Lord, of course, is going to bless us, and he'll help us, and he'll do it right early. I tell you, the Lord's never late. The Lord's right on time. I tell you, he gives us what we need when we need it. Thank God we have someone we can come to. We got a great mediator. We have that great high priest. The Bible said that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in a time of need and a time of trouble, because Jesus was at all points tempted as we are, that he was without sin. The Bible talked about that, that he can't be touched by the feelings of our infirmities because he was at all points tempted. I tell you, he knows everything about us. He knows what we go through. He's tasted it all. He's been tempted. He's on this earth, and he faced all types of things, and he knows what's in the flesh. The Bible said, "But thou, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction." That's what happens to the wicked men. That's what happens to people that are not saved. You might consider yourself as a very good person. You might consider yourself as a good, righteous person, a person that's been in church all their life and never said a cuss word, never really done anyone no wrong, and really try to do good and treat your neighbors well and all these things. But yet, if you've never been saved, if you've never been born again, then you're not righteous. You're not a righteous person. You're not in God's righteousness. So therefore, what happens to you, you'll go to the pit of destruction. You'll go to the pit of destruction. The Bible talked about that. Now, there's some sinners are worse than other sinners. You have some people that are bloody and deceitful. You have people that take other people's lives. You have people that are so deceitful, deceitful men. I tell you, we live in an age where we have a numbers and numbers of deceitful men and women, and they're behind the pulpits today. They're deceiving the people. The Bible said in the last days that scoffers and mockers are going to come. The Bible said they're ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible said that they're deceiving the people, and they themselves are deceived. The Bible said deceitful men, they're going to the pit of destruction, and these people are deceived by the devil. They're behind the pulpits today. They're on the radio and on the television sets, and they're deceiving the people. I mean, they got all kind of blood on their hands. I mean, they're bloody men. They got all kind of blood on their hands. They're causing the blind to fall in the ditch. The Bible said the blind cannot bleed the blind, but they all fall in the ditch. And we're living in a time when there's people that are blinded, and they're trying to tell others how to get to heaven when they've never been to Calvary themselves. And they're trying to lead them to Calvary, and they're blinded. But the Bible said if they're both blind, then they all will fall in the ditch. They're because they have no leadership. They have no enlightenment from the Holy Spirit. They have no unction from the Father. They're of course, God's their belly in their back pocket. They glory in their shame. They have no shame whatsoever. They've lost all sense of shame. Their conscience is seared. They don't have no real fear any longer before God. They have no fear before their eyes. They're going about and going and trying to feel what they can, and then pick off people what they can get out of them. I mean, professionals and spiritual buzzards, just like our pastor calls them. He says they're buzzards, and buzzards flock together, and that's exactly what these so-called preachers do. They flock together, and they do these things, and they're about to go around and pick off people. The Bible said a buzzard picks off dead things, and they go and pick off the flesh off the dead animals, and that's the way these people are. I mean, they're buzzards, and they're going about trying to pick off everything they can from you. They try to take every dime you got. It don't make no difference if you don't have you any money. They want the last little dollar you got. I mean, they'll just tell you, give it, and God will bless you, and you'll hold your home for us too long. You'll hold a mansion for us too long. You'll have jets, and you'll have new cars. You'll have all these things if you give your money to me. But the Bible said, and God has never promised us easy bed of roses. The Bible said to be content with food and raiment. He talked about these things. He said, beware of these people that going, that's teaching that gain is godliness. He said, because for such, turn away from these people that teach that gain is godliness. Of course, going and making great gain in material things. But the Bible said godliness with contentment is great gain. And that's what kind of gain that we ought to be pushing for. We ought not to have a mind all the time of just gaining and building up a bank account and seeing what we can possess of great mansions and great cars and all these types of things. But we ought to, our main goal is first of all is seek the Lord. So seek Him first and foremost, and everything else will be added if we'll just follow Him and try to live righteous and be content with food and raiment, and just live godly in Christ Jesus. The Bible said He'll meet our every need. I tell you, He never leaves us alone. The Bible said in Psalms of David said, I've been now young and I have now been old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Thank God we don't have to go and beg for bread. We don't have to go out and have yard sales for the church. We don't have to go and sell donuts for the church. I tell you, these people going out and have everything in the world, trying to just sell things and do things for the church. But I tell you, if it's a real God called church, and then you got people there that's kind of live for God, I tell you, the Lord will meet the need of the church, and when it's time to go out, the Lord will send it out, the Lord will do the work that He wants the church to do. But sometimes, I tell you, the churches get out and they try to do things. They get the cart before the horse. They try to go off on these missionary journeys. They try to do these things, and they hadn't prayed about it. They really hadn't been led of the Holy Spirit. They really not been led of God. I tell you, some folks, you better be led of the Lord. The Bible talked about that. He talked about that we ought not to lean to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct our path. Thank God, the Bible said, the steps of a righteous man, their steps are ordered before the Lord. Thank God, I know that I'm not alone today. I know that I'm not in darkness, and I know I'm preaching the truth today. I tell you, I got the witness on the inside. I got the Holy Ghost bear witness to the truth today. I tell you something, I know I'm preaching truth. I tell you something, folks, I could be in error, but I know I'm not. I tell you, the Holy Ghost don't bear witness to a lie, and I know the Holy Spirit. I've been saved long enough, and I turn to search for the Lord, and I know when God's using me. I know that that's not a boast, but I tell you, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. I tell you today, the Lord, I tell you, we got to follow the Lord, and we got to listen to His small, still voice. If we'll do that, I promise you, He'll guide you right. I tell you, He'll make the way, and He'll supply all I need. The Bible said that He'll supply all I need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank God. We don't have to go around begging. Thank God we got all we need. And that's Jesus. We got all we need. Now we don't need to sit on the stool and do nothing. And sit there and say, well, I'm not worried about my bills. I'm not worried about the electricity bill. I'm not worried about my rent because, you know, God's going to meet my need. And you sit there like a bump on a log. You sit there with your lazy self and you don't get out there and try to work and labor. And you're sitting there waiting on a handout from the government or waiting for a handout from the church or whatever it may be. Let me tell you something. Do your part. Get out there and labor. I mean, get out there and do the work and get out there and get your job and work and support your family. And I tell you, use it right and God will bless it and He'll meet all your needs. I know what I'm talking about. There's times where it looked like I wasn't going to have the money to pay my certain bills when things come up about. But thank God He's met them all because I tried to follow Him. I tried to pray and give it all to Him and not to worry about it. I tell you, yes, I've worried about it before. I had made mistakes and let my flesh take over when I start because, of course, worrying about these types of things. But I tell you, the Lord's always in charge. And I know if I just live by faith and trust God, He'll meet every need I got. I tell you, I don't have to worry about it. But I tell you, I'm going to go out there and do my part. But I don't want to get before the Lord. I want to follow Him. If I follow Him, I'll meet my need. I tell you something, folks, that's the way it is today. I tell you, I'm preaching truth today. It's not the government's fault. It's not the government's position of fame. Everybody, when they're able to go out and work, I believe in helping the poor. I believe in giving money to help the poor. I do believe that, but I do not believe supporting sardis and people that won't get off their rear ends to go to work and support themselves like God has ordained to be. The Lord's ordained it, especially to me. And the Bible said that mankind ought to get out there and work by the sweat of his brow. He talked about that. He ought to go out and provide for his household. If he does not, the Bible said he's worse than the infidel. God have mercy on you. You ought to get off these lazy fetters and go to work and support your families. And the Lord knows who he's talking to. I don't know who he's talking to, but I tell you, maybe it's for you. And I tell you, if the shoe fits, wear it. Like one man of God used to say, if your phone's ringing, answer it. Answer the call. Listen to it. And if you respond to the word of God, and you'll be blessed. I tell you some folks, I know what I'm talking about, but you need to get your Bible out and read it. It's all in the Bible. I'm not out of order. I'm right in order. I'm preaching to what God has given me today. But the Bible said that God will bring down those enemies, those wicked people to the pit of destruction. Let me tell you something. If you're not saved, that is your destination. Your destination is the pit of destruction. That means that you're going to be totally, of course, annihilated by the devil. I mean, your life is destruction. The Bible talked about that straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And very few define it. For broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many go in thereat. I mean, if the multitudes are going to hell, they're going through the way of destruction because they failed to believe in Lord Jesus Christ with their whole heart. We got people today, yes, I believe in Jesus. They get a prayer out of them. You know how they do you. And you've been there. I tell you, some of you no doubt has been counterfeited like this. I believe you can pray with people, but they got to do their own praying. They got to have their hearts broke. But they'll say, God, do you believe in Jesus? Well, they'll say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Would you believe that God, Jesus was, of course, resurrected from the dead? Yes, I believe that. and they say all these things, and they'll say, well, you just got yourself saved. I mean, they'll tell you these things, and they'll ask you, well, you get saved? And most people are being put on the spot, they say, yeah, I got saved. And a lot of them go away and counterfeit him. But I tell you something, if God brings you to the altar, the Holy Spirit's drawing you, he's breaking your heart. I tell you, it don't matter what nobody thinks, your heart's crushed, and all you want is some help, and you want to be delivered, and you really want to be saved, and you come. You don't have to say anything with your mouth. All you got to do is pour out your heart and call on him. If you call him with all your heart, a heart of belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll save you. He'll make you a new creature. I believe a man can pray with you, but you got to pray for yourself, and you got to pray that prayer yourself with all your heart. I tell you, it's more than words. It's more than words. I tell you, you got these people, and they go forth, and they write these so-called gospel songs, and they're using the same tune as country music, the same tune as rock music, and all these types of things. I mean, they're using the words of Jesus, all right, but there's no spirit in it. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing to it. It's out of hell. It's out of God. A lot of them say spiritual songs in him. That's what's coming from the Lord. When God gives it, I promise you, if God gives it, it's not going to sound like no country music. It's not going to sound like no country song. It grieves me to turn over these stations. I mean, they're just really getting on with it. I mean, they're just really, and I can tell you, I used to listen to country music years ago, and I tell you, I can turn over there, and there's one of them old country song hymns, and they got some Jesus Christ words to it, and they call that gospel. That's not gospel. It's not of the Lord. I know what I'm talking about. I know what spiritual song does to my soul. I tell you, I know what it does to me. I know what I feel in my heart when I hear a song of Zion. I mean, it makes my heart rejoice. Those things grieve me to my soul. I tell you, it grieves me because it's not of God. It's of the devil. I tell you, you can know if it's of God. If you'll search and try the Spirit, you'll know if it's of God. The Bible said we ought to know these things. Well, search and try them out. The book of 1 John talked about the try the spirits because of any false teachers going out in the world. He said they're going out there. He said, try them and make sure that they have the truth and not the error. We in a time of error. How many people ever learning but never gave a come to the knowledge of the truth? We talked about this, about those that blood and deceitful men. Be careful, too. I mean, you that are saved. I mean, you can have blood on your hands now. You won't go to the pit of destruction, but you won't live out half your days. I'll tell you that. You'll die before your time. If you don't live right and you go about doing your own thing, what happens is people going to die, sin, and go to hell. You should have won to the Lord. Their blood's going to be on your hand. But he said here, bloody and deceitful men, people going out, killing innocent people, those people here going to the pit of destruction. Deceitful men, people that are not saved, that's what it's talking about. But today, if you're not saved, I'll tell you, all it takes is the prayer to God with your whole spirit, your whole being. If you call him like that, he'll save you just like y'all. Just call on him and talk to him. And just be remorseful about your sin. He'll save you just like y'all. My time's come and gone. Just write to us and pray for us. And God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.